Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
We're all set. Hour number two of USA Prepares for Achievements at the front of the classroom. And we've been talking about what it's like, our lifestyle, and is this something that you think is worth considering? And, Rich, you're going to read something from one of our class members, and also you want to talk about pumps.
Well, yeah, I just said what I wanted to say quickly about pumps before the break, but I want to mention a couple things. I'm going to read this your email in a second here, but since we're talking about Biden to halt oil gas leasing on federal land. Now, this is really important, folks. Basically, that means what happens when energy prices go up? And pardon the one-on-one, I'm not trying to be condescending with simplicity here, but what happens when energy prices go up, shoot up? What happens with shipping prices? What happens with material prices? And again, I'm not being condescending, but it's going to go up. And this, to me, is very urgent because so too many people think that it's about equality, fairness, tolerance, and diversity. It's not even close. Vince, before I continue, and by the way, I wonder with the Adobe flaws that you mentioned earlier in the show, I wonder about getting questions via email in the future. People making a very simple question, and we answer it to our best ability, assuming it's a valid question and not a troll or a bot or something like that. What do you think about doing that? And
we can use instructor at usapreparers.com if you'd like. Does that work for you, or do you want to use a different one?
No, that sounds good. I just think, you know, as long as you're on the show, can I access that if somebody had a question for me? I don't know.
Well, we could add your email address, too, if you want.
I'll just forward it to you. As long as you're on there, if you're on with me on that particular day and we get a question, it's just sometimes a good idea to get questions when we give all this information. But let me read this email before we go into more tangents, which we always do. Okay. Hi, Vince. This is from Mark. I listened to you. You're being interviewed by Kathy and the plumbing interview and found them interesting and educational. Please do more of them, particularly automotive issues. Okay. I'm about ready to stick my finger down my throat for automotive, but I know Vince loves it. Okay. Continuing. You asked if listeners were interested in starting a community with 1 to 2 acre parcels. I'd be interested if it had a plentiful supply of either surface water or underground drinkable water that could be easily pumped in the event of an electrical outage. It would also need to have good sunshine for gardening and ideally have a wooded area for getting firewood for heating. A security system to keep out unwanted persons would also be important. Would it be located in the Ozarks? Mark. Vincent.
Okay. Can you read my response to Mark?
Oh, you bet. Hey, what's your acronym? What's your DIY mean?
It means do it yourself.
Okay.
So, for example, at AutoZone, when they sell parts across the counter, they have two sides of their business. One is the DIY side. That would be the guy who wants to change his own oil, or the gal who wants to change the spark plugs, you know, that kind of thing. And they walk in, they say, hey, do you have, you know, these parts? And the other side would be what we are, which would be commercial. And that would be for, you know, garages and shops and, you know, those kinds of things. So DIY traditionally now means do-it-yourselfer. So there's DIY plumbing. That's the guy or gal who wants to repair the faucet, change the outlet. You know, do it yourself. Save money. Do it yourself. So our broadcast is really focused toward the person who wants to be a do-it-yourselfer, a do-it-yourself farmer, a do-it-yourself mechanic, a do-it-yourself electrician, plumber, roofer, framer, raised chickens, all of that. We are aimed at do-it-yourselfers because that's who we are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now here's Vince's response. Mark, thank you for your kind words. I'll be teaching more classes about tips from my not-for-sale book, and that includes a significant amount about automotive tips and do-it-yourself repairs. The USA plan to teach DIY classes and to enable the student to take immediate and positive actions in his or her life. Dr. Norm Shealy has written over 30 books regarding DIY health improvements through thought and actions. Every class is packed with his DIY advice. He holds many patents. I'll tell you, this is a little sidebar. Dr. Norm Shealy, Vince, is truly an American treasure. He is such an anomaly. He is, he just impresses me with his knowledge. Not only has he not lost one iota of knowledge, he gains it on a daily basis. He really is truly impressive.
Right, let me add something to that.
Vince's response.
Let me add something to that, Rich, that I have never said before, I don't believe. Dr. Norm Shealy has picked me as a friend first. Literally, he saw me going into the radio station studio. I followed him. He was on once a week for an hour, and I was on 5 days a week, the hour after his. And he would see me, and he'd watch me walk in with my knees knocking, and you know, I was terrified to get behind the microphone, and he saw that, and he fixed that with his Bliss oils. He welcomed me to be his friend first. So I just want to share that. He is truly amazing, absolutely amazing.
And yes, I really enjoyed interviewing him. I was kind of disappointed yesterday when I monologued, and he didn't show up, obviously, because he called in and said he couldn't make it because of the flash floods. I was disappointed. I really enjoy, because he's such a great teacher. You can't stump him. You just can't stump him. Okay,
pretty much on
Vince's
anything.
Response. Rich Sheehan wrote a book on his DIY off-grid living experiences, what it takes, why he did it, and why it is light. And by the way, Rich Sheehan knows every 1970s disco song. No, I just added that in there just for a little laugh. Okay. Gwyneth Isaac lives off the grid on a farm in Australia and shows her down-to-earth DIY experiences. She has written numerous books also. Kathy teaches us how to save money, make things last longer, provide a lady point of view towards all things that are difficult to do. Bert teaches us about things that we can measure but not actually see. Something that we know how it behaves, but not know exactly what it is. That is electricity. He holds patents. You can expect to hear more of the above. On Tuesday, Rich and I will be discussing a low-cost plan, Plan A and Plan B, parcels of land in the Missouri Ozarks, very close to our farm. We may be able to secure land that can be had for about $2,000 per acre for like-minded people. It would have sunshine, four seasons, rainfall, underground water, low taxes, hardwoods and evergreens, views of nature, wild animals, gardening areas, location for a fish pond, etc. Security comes in many forms. If this sounds like something you're interested in, let me know. I'm taking the liberty of sharing this email with the above-mentioned instructors. Thank you, Vincent.
Yeah, I have just one comment. And when I talked about Bert in that email, I said, quote, Bert, I'm talking about Bert Bertonis, our electrical engineer, electronic engineer in California. He designs radio frequency communication systems. He consults with the largest of the large cell phone companies when they can't figure out how to do it. They ask him, and he fixes the problems. Here's what I said. Bert teaches us about things that we can measure but not actually see. Something that we know how it behaves but not know exactly what it is. That is electricity. So what I was saying, class, is that we know how electricity behaves, but we don't know what it is. And that's the truth. We really don't know what it is. But we know how to manipulate it, how to cause it to do things that we want it to do. But we really don't know what it is. So that's what that was all about. So, Rich, what we're saying is that USA Prepares is going to focus on practical advice, practical solutions, how to do it, why it's happening, what to do about it, how to avoid the calamities, and prepare for your own survival and your family's survival the way we do. That's the only way we can teach you is the way we do it. So one thing that's really, really critical is you have to get the right location. You have to find a place, and it took 20,000 miles for Mrs. Finelli and me in the truck to find our farm in Missouri. We traveled all over. Of course, we looked at maps first. We looked at topography. We looked at the rise and fall of land. We looked at the quality of the soil. We looked at the hardwoods, the softwoods, and we looked at taxes. And we looked at electric substations. We looked at where are the nuclear reactors. We looked at where are the what would we be downwind from if the wind blows from the west and goes toward the east? What are the seasons like? What would the neighbors be like? So what most people do, which is exactly the wrong thing, most people do this, and correct me if I'm wrong, class, most people say, hey, honey, I got a job offer, and it's Chicago. Or New York, or California, and that's where we're moving. They move to where the job is. Now, what we have done is nothing like that. We didn't go to where the job was. We didn't have a job. And that takes planning, and that takes savings, and it doesn't happen instantly. It took years. It took like over 50 years for me and Mrs. Finelli. But it took like-mindedness. It takes marrying the right person or having the right partner with you. And I'm thinking if you're a guy, it should be a gal. If you're a gal, it should be a guy. Because it doesn't work out so well when it's the same-sex partnership, you know, if there's sex involved. It doesn't work out in the long run. If you don't believe me, just look at Hollywood. It doesn't work. So you have to, and that thing about opposites attract, yeah, that's with magnets. But that's not with people. Well, it's true. Rich, if Mrs. Finelli was a dyed-in-the-wool crazy spender, and she came home and said, hey, Vin, you like red, right? Because I just bought a brand-new red Ferrari. You're going to love it. I mean, that would drive me crazy. I mean, just spending recklessly with Drake. And if I did it, it would drive her crazy. And literally, I wouldn't buy a can of paint for our house without checking with Mrs. Finelli. Not that I need her permission, but half of it's her money. It is my duty to ask her if she agrees with spending that half a can of paint's worth of money, which would be hers, without her permission. It'd be wrong to do that. And that's why marriages can last a long time.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I'd like to read an email that I received. And, quote, $2,000 for a parcel of land in rural Missouri with fellow survivalists? That's an unbelievable bargain. It's too bad that no matter how prepared you are, someone with a bigger gun will take it all from you. That's why your idea about parcels of land sound like a good one. You could be in a community with like-minded people, people that are prepared, hard workers, people that want to protect what they have and aren't afraid and believe in the rule of law. I would like to build a small cabin inside a glass greenhouse, like a terrarium. I'd raise chickens and goats for milk and grow tomatoes and grapes and help feed the community. And I would be in heaven. Signed, Linda. So that came in. I read it verbatim. I had a comment, and I let Linda know that, a greenhouse is a great thing, but you can't live in a greenhouse because of the mold. And mold is a ever-present problem with greenhouses. So it's great for, because of the moisture. And although the sun can disinfect it, the mold seems to just show up. And I know a guy and gal who wanted to build a house, and they wanted to attach a greenhouse to the house, and they wanted to heat their house with the greenhouse. So the sun would fall on the greenhouse. They would have the hot air from the greenhouse going to the house, and circulate back and forth between the greenhouse, which was connected to the house. So think of maybe a third of the house, the greenhouse, and two-thirds being the living quarters, with the air flowing between them. Well, in theory, it sounds okay, but in practicality, the mold would kill you. So it doesn't work. They have to be separate in my world. Now, I could be wrong, but I don't think so. So I would separate them. And, of course, if you want to use heat exchangers, you could have a heat exchanger in the greenhouse. The sun could heat water, you know, in black pipe, and then send that hot water into the house and then exchange it with another heat exchanger. Of course, that would you'd have to either use gravity flow convection or you would have a pump. But, you know, there are a lot of things to be considered. And that's what Rich Sheban was talking about. There are a lot of ways of doing it. And how many watts do you want to spend? And where are you going to get those watts? Okay? So, like in Germany, it's a great idea that they're pumping the water to keep the city from collapsing, literally, falling down. But they have to pump water forever. And the minute they stop, the city collapses. Now, would you like to live in that city? Probably most of the people don't even know that that's happening. They don't even know that their city is a house of cards. They don't know that. They think everything's just fine. Kind of like there's lots of mines that have pumps. And that's why you don't want to support fracking, because fracking fractures the ground. Do you want to have someone have underground rights to your land, and they can mine it, and then they can take out whatever they want? You have the surface rights, and they destroy what's underneath, and then your buildings collapse? Do you want that? So the thing to do is to find land that hasn't been destroyed yet. So that means getting farther and farther out from where people have destroyed it. And that's what people have done. They've destroyed land. And you want to be in a place where the government is just like you. They don't want roads with sidewalks. They don't want superhighways. They don't want to attract businesses like Amazon that'll come in and cost the taxpayers money. You have to find places that don't want that. As a matter of fact, when we moved to Missouri, they were terrified of me. The people in the government were terrified of me. I'm talking about the county commissioners, because they thought I was from California and I wanted sidewalks and police and 911 and all the rest of it. And I said, no, the reason I moved here is because we don't have these things here. You haven't destroyed the land yet. So that's why I'm here. I don't want sidewalks. I don't want traffic lights. I don't want a mayor's office. I don't want that. I live in a town with no mayor. I live in a town with no government. I live in a town with no police force, no dog catcher, nothing. And it's great. It's really great. But, you have to be willing to accept that there are no rules. That means that if you want to build a 2,000 square foot house and you expect that your neighbor is going to build a house just like yours, and his neighbor is going to build one just like his, and her neighbor is going to build one just like hers, that's not the case. You can have a nice house next to a shack where we live, next to a fallen down shack that's been abandoned 40 years ago. So if you're willing to accept that, you can have low taxes. If you don't like that, you can pay high taxes. We'll break.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The U.S. Senate is expected to confirm President Biden's nominee for Secretary of State, veteran diplomat Antony Blinken. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the full Senate will vote on Blinken at noon Eastern on Tuesday. Portland, Oregon, Democrat Mayor Ted Wheeler pepper sprayed a man outside of a restaurant Sunday night after the mayor said the man confronted him about mask rules and other issues and then got uncomfortably close, according to a police report. The unidentified man filming with his phone accused the mayor of not wearing a mask while sitting in a restaurant as required by COVID-19 rules. A tornado described as large and extremely dangerous by the National Weather Service in Birmingham, Alabama, left people with serious injuries. It caused significant damage throughout Jefferson County and surrounding areas Monday night, including ripping through a hotel and tearing off a church roof. Thanks for giving us a little bit of your time this morning. We are USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The United States is calling out Russian leaders for their treatment of a political opposition leader. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
The White House is calling for the unconditional release of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. More than 3,000 demonstrators calling for his release were arrested by Russian authorities over the weekend. Navalny, a major critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, was detained last week when he returned to Moscow. He had been in Germany for several months, receiving treatment for a suspected poisoning with a nerve agent, something Navalny blames on the Kremlin. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki called on Russia to release both Navalny and the protesters. She also called for an international investigation into Navalny's poisoning.
The arrest of opposition figure Alexei Navalny and the crackdown on protests that followed are troubling indications of further restrictions on Russian civil society. So I'll just reiterate our call from here on Russian authorities to release all those detained for exercising their universal rights and for the immediate and unconditional release of Alexei Navalny. We also urge Russia to fully cooperate with the international community's investigation into the poisoning of Alexei Navalny and credibly explain the use of a chemical weapon on its soil.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
44-year-old Alexei Navalny is a member of the Russia of the Future Party. The Atlanta Braves on Tuesday will host a celebration of baseball legend Henry Aaron in a memorial service celebrating the life and enduring legacy of the late Hall of Fame and American icon. The event will be held at Truist Field in Atlanta and begin at 1 p.m. Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, I heard two things that surprised me during this broadcast, during the commercials, and during the news. I just heard from USA Radio News, they said, the announcer said, thank you for giving us a little bit of your time this morning. And I heard a commercial use the word please, as in, please call us. You know, it used to be, call us. Now it's please and thank you. I guess maybe they listen to this broadcast and they hear us open the broadcast and thank our students and instructors, you know, thanking those in class for being with us today. Thank you for being with us today, right?
Mm-hmm.
And please. Well, I think it's great. So congratulations for to those two organizations, the one that said please in the commercial, and also the one that said, and USA Radio News that said, thank you. Rich, please continue with your thoughts.
Well, I would just want to expand the list when you were talking about, you know, we both gave a pretty long list today about what you need to move rural and be self-sufficient. I also say go to a place where your interests and hobbies are. Okay, it could be botany, it could be rivers and lakes, it could be hunting and fishing, it could be a place that has really good grass for the size of the herd that you want because you're really into animals. You know, think natural resources, think skill sets. And when I say skill sets, not just the ones that you have to hone and improve, but skill sets that you want to acquire. And I would also think about your ability to live rugged, okay? The way I live, I always call it glamping, and I know that term gets overused, but it's very appropriate. It's combination, you know, it basically means glamour camping. That's kind of how I do it here. And I love nature, and I really don't have any other choice but to live this way, to be honest with you. But it's really been a goal or a dream life, if you will, living this way, living self-sufficiently, harvesting my own meat, my own fish, preserving it, living below my means, making my own power, harvesting my own firewood, which I do on my own property. You know, there's just so many aspects to this lifestyle, which is so rewarding because the system is so illegitimate.
Can I interrupt you for a second? You said something that is very critical. Living below your means. Would you explain to the class what that really means? Because Mrs. Spinelli, I, and the family do the same thing. We live below our means. What does that mean to Rich Sheban?
Well, it's a little bit of now and a little bit of where we're going. When you look at where we're going, we see a rigging of the game. You see group identity politics, eliminating our jobs, central bank situations, controlling everything. You see robotics, automation, artificial intelligence, and technocracy taking away opportunities for the masses. So you got to look at where is your money flow, your cash flow coming from. And when I say living below your means, you got to react to what it is now and coming in the future regarding your sustainability and how you're going to spend that money. So if you have $100 in the bank, in fact, I'll even use it as an energy analogy. Like in the winter months right now, the days are short, so I have to supplement my my power by putting amps and voltage into my DC batteries through an AC generator, which goes through my inverter charger, and I'm going to try and talk about some of that stuff in gardening tomorrow. So if I don't have a lot of energy at this time of year because it's more cloudy and the days are shorter, I don't use as many lights. I don't use as much power for appliances. Okay, I'll do things like when I shut off my coffee maker, or at this time of year, once it goes through and produces coffee, I'll take the coffee maker, the thing the coffee goes into with the tempered glass, and I'll put it on the wood stove. So I shut off the power to the coffee maker so I don't use it. So that's just a small example of what I do during the shorter, more cloudy days. So if I don't have – so when I say living below my means, obviously most people make that a representation towards spending money. So if I don't have, if I have $100 in the bank, why would I go out and spend $110 because not only do I have liquidity and solvency issues after that, I might even have to pay interest because I'm now in debt. I'm in the red. So everything I do is with common sense. You know, I get my firewood before the winter, you know, the ant grasshopper story. I harvest my garden in the fall, again, the ant grasshopper story. So I try to make sure that I am prepared for winter and I don't have to go out and, you know, same thing with my straw and my hay for the goats. I want to make sure that I don't have to go out at the end of the winter and pay top dollar prices for products and services that everybody is looking for. That's why when at that particular time of the month or time of the year when prices are higher. That's why a lot of people get their propane filled up in their tanks not too late into the summer or the fall so they can pay lower prices. So living below your means is knowing what the costs are and the availability is regarding seasonality and the products that you use. So it's not always analogous to the money in the bank scenario, but that's what most people, I believe, use that saying for. Vince, did I make that clear?
Yeah, and so when you're talking about the coffee, what you're saying is you have a fixed amount of electricity in your battery bank at any one time. Now, you can add more to it with the sun, if you have the sun, if it's sunny out, or you can fire up that generator and add current, add charge to that battery bank. Now, if you were careless and you say, I'm not worried about it, I'll just run this coffee maker. So you make your coffee and then you leave it plugged in to keep it warm. Now you could have the electricity keep it warm, drain your battery bank while doing that, and then go and start your generator and use up the, you know, you'd have the wear and tear on your generator plus the fuel consumption, plus putting hours of wear on your generator. You could do that, or you could say, you know what, I'll just take that coffee carafe, that glass carafe, glass coffee pot, move it from the coffee maker, which you've just unplugged, so you're not using any more current from your battery bank, and move it to the wood stove, which is running anyway. So that is saving money so that you don't have to go find more money or more gasoline or more wood or more whatever it is. You're saving and by being careful. That's like buying T-shirts in the winter. That's the time to buy T-shirts. When no one's thinking about T-shirts, long-sleeve shirts, the time to buy them is in the summer. Now, if I had $10 in my pocket, and it were the good old days, and you could walk around and go shopping, I would never say, I got $10. Hey, Mrs. Finelli, you and me, let's go to Starbucks. Let's get two cups of coffee. I got $10. We can go get two, not one, two cups of coffee. I would never do that. Because I live below my means. I wouldn't do something that I would consider frivolous. Frivolous and extravagant. Cup of coffee for $5, that's nuts to me. I could, for $8, I could probably buy a 50-something ounce can of coffee and make, I don't know, 200 cups. And instead of buying those paper coffee filters, we have a stainless steel coffee basket, and we wash it out every day. So we don't throw away those paper coffee filters because we use a reusable coffee filter in one of those plug-in electric coffee makers. We do the same thing. We use, you know, when we look at our battery bank, do we have enough current to make coffee? We do the same thing. We live below our means. And you don't
now,
have
Vince,
to...
Let me also give an analogy regarding, since we were talking about homesteading and pioneering, let me give you an analogy for that. Let's say when you want to save money, so you bring a backhoe on your property. Have a list and have a plan of where you want to use that backhoe. To dig the foundation, improve some roads, do your raised bed gardening. Maybe even have them stick his bucket in the ground, pull the soil out, and you stick in your fence post so you don't have to, maybe an outhouse. So when you can plan and think with foresight, especially in the homesteading pioneering realm, think about what you could do to kill as many birds with one stone as possible. So, because when you are hiring machinery, they charge you for shipping it out. They got to put it on a flatbed. They got to hoist, you know, tie it down with chains. I mean, it's a process. It's an operation. So every time you do something, think with that foresight and say, well, when I do this, it's just like building a garden. Do your raised beds first, bring in the soil, build your greenhouse, and then put the fencing around it so you can bring in machinery up to the places you want to work and make your job easier. So think about the order you do things. So when you pioneer land, when you homestead it, you think about everything, not just the building of your cabin or your house. You think about your outbuildings. You think about your garden. You think about your fencing. You think about your solar array. You think about all this stuff. And see, this is why I talk about that example about Tom, Dick, and Harry, Jane, and Sue. You know, how we can consult and help people and give them ideas and solutions on how to go about it. Because it's very obvious that controlling one's own destiny is almost impossible. Okay? If it is possible, it's only possible because of what group you're in, which means you're not earning the position. It's basically a divide-and-conquer strategy to create infighting and chaos. So this is why living off the land, going rural, and relearning those 19th-century skills and dovetailing them with 21st technology makes you a thinker and not a follower, because you're doing things. And I'll tell you, when it comes to hobbies and interests, you can't get a better lifestyle. Whether you're taking care of the animals, whether you're hunting and fishing for your meat, whether you're butchering your own animals, whether you're harvesting, when you harvest firewood on your own property, you are literally managing your forest. When a tree is, maybe it's bent, maybe it's dead, maybe it's dying, so you cull that out of the forest to prevent fire hazards. So everything that you do has long-term benefits, especially when you have animals like dogs and goats and chickens and the compost pile. I have zero waste of food, zero. It's all 100% accountable. So this is the way you have to think. We'll be right back after the break, folks.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's just a couple quick comments. If what you are learning today is something that you're interested in, if you'd like to pursue this kind of lifestyle, just send me an email. And I'll make sure that Rich Sheehan gets a copy of it. So just send it to instructor@usapreparers.com. Instructor, I-N-S-T-R-U-C-T-O-R, at usapreparers.com. And we'll try our best to answer your questions succinctly and as completely as we can in a succinct manner. So you may hear from one or both of us. And the other thing is Gwyneth Isaacs is having a tough go of it. She really hurt herself when she fell off that horse. And so she broke ribs, collarbone, punctured a lung, and collapsed it. And she's at home now, and she's recovering. I guess she thought that she would be up to being on the air tomorrow, and I sent her an email, and I said, no, I don't think so. And I want her to heal, because doing 2 hours of talk radio is tough on the lungs and the chest, and she really doesn't need to do that. So I have I've taken the liberty to let her know that she will not be on the air for her own good tomorrow and the following Wednesday. And so we'll see how she's doing. Her slot is her slot. She's got Wednesday. So I don't want anybody to think that that's going to be given to somebody else. That's not the case. It's her slot. And she's earned it. And I'm delighted to be broadcasting with her. So I'm sure Rich and everyone else here at USA Prepares is as well. So Gwyneth will not be here for the next two Wednesdays. Rich will be filling in for her tomorrow. He'll be talking about same kind of things that we're talking about today. And it would be great if you are inclined to send her an email and tell her your thoughts. She'd love to hear from you. And you can use the USA Prepares email, instructor@usapreparers.com. It doesn't have to be long, but I'm sure in her condition of bed rest, and more bed rest, she would love to be able to hear from the class. So please consider doing that. She would love it. And she's expressed her thanks for those of you who have already sent her emails. She's gotten every single one of them that has come to instructor@usaprepares.com. Back to you, Rich. Rich, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me okay, Vince?
I can now, yes, great. Okay. Please continue.
Yeah, Gwyneth is a very valuable resource, and she is a patriot, even though she's from Australia. The term patriot basically means people who appreciate freedom, liberty, the rule of law, which we aren't even close to having. And, you know, I know a lot of people have fallen off of horses and been severely damaged. They're very big, powerful animals. I know a couple people who've been killed. So just like anything, you know, getting in your car, crossing the street, I mean, it's, you take a chance with life, you know. But going back to, you know, the illegitimacy issue that is facing free, loving people. Now, here's an Arizona update. A new article just came out a few minutes ago. Grassroots leaders demand a fair audit of Maricopa County ballots. Good luck. One county, 11% of votes in Arizona, signatures didn't even match. 11%. Up to 68% of the ballots had to be adjudicated. That means it goes to a pile, and somebody who's been bought and paid for says, okay, well, that's a Biden vote. That's a Biden vote. That's a Biden. We are so corrupt. This is why, people, you need to think about pioneering, about homesteading, about living off the grid, about growing your own produce, about just trying to control as much of your own destiny as possible. We don't do it all. Nobody does it all. Now, Vince likes to work on cars. I don't drill for my own oil and refine my own gasoline. People, you have to pick and choose certain things. That's why you always hear me say food, water, shelter, and energy. Try to make as much of that as you possibly can, and there's many subsets underneath that. This is the only way to survive, because the system is so corrupt. We are a banana republic. I hate to say it, but our own Supreme Court, our judges, our courts, our lawyers didn't even look at evidence. Our own military isn't even looking at the words oath and code and duty, when we have so much evidence of constitutional breaking, of foreign interference. And that's when the military should step in, because they are our last line of defense. No one has helped. Everybody at the top at every institution is bought and paid for a blackmail. There's no options, people. The only way to survive is to think about self-sufficiency, homesteading, pioneering, the way we live. I don't see a plan B. We're too corrupt. Vince, last word.
Well, how can I argue with that, right? Because we do it. Class, you're really pretty much on your own. There's no one to call, you know, except maybe you can call us, you know, send us an email. But other than that, you know, 911, I don't think that's a great option. You need to take care of your own business.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.